Steph and Good Day program. It's Thursday, April 24th, where we have another week. This is, one more week, and we're done with the month of April. And then it's May, and all the flowers from the April showers will be looking at us, and we'll be looking at them, and we'll be happy. I hope we'll be happy. Let's see if you're happy about the latest from Edward Snowden. Actually, the news on the NSA, kind of interesting. I go back to Snowden and his question of Putin at that news conference that was held, a week or so? Maybe it was this week. I can't remember. But it was recently, anyway. And it sort of put to rest any concern or worry or wondering, is he really still there? Is he still a part of the landscape in Russia? Yes, Mr. Snowden is. And he was responsible for some information that led the New York Times and Spiegel Online in Germany and the Guardian in England to carry a story suggesting that our NSA hacked the Chinese networking giant Huawei. I believe it's H-U-A-W-E-I, Huawei, I think that's how you pronounce it. Apparently, the NSA gained access to their source code, the company's source code, according to documents that were printed in all three of the aforementioned journals. The latest leaked documents indicate that the NSA began an operation called Shot Giant against Huawei, which is the second largest supplier of networking equipment behind Cisco, which is an American company. U.S. has long been concerned that the company's products, Huawei's products, were being used as a Trojan horse, enabling the Chinese government to spy on the networking company's customers. Now, it appears the U.S. government simply cut out the middleman in its own efforts to monitor the goings-on around Huawei. Not only did the U.S. security agency NSA, managed to intercept emails, but it also gained access to the company's source code of specific products, the crown jewels of any tech company, laid bare by America's technology espionage apparatus. Luckily for concerned net citizens and corporations, spokesperson for the U.S. assured the New York Times that any spying was done for national security purposes. What a load of garbage. Isn't that a load of manure? So one person, you're going to believe a spokesperson for the NSA who says to the New York Times the spying was only done for national security purposes. Really? You buying that after all the lies that the people who run the NSA have been spewing about over the last year or two, or ever since Snowden and his information became public? You really believe that spying was only done for national security purposes? Here's the quote. We do not give intelligence we collect to U.S. companies to enhance their international competitiveness or increase their bottom line. That was a White House spokesperson who made that statement after the NSA person said that the spying was only done for national security purposes. Many countries cannot say the same, according to the White House spokesperson, making reference to China and others who have. But none of them have done as much damage, if that's the right word. They haven't done as much espionage. Look at how upset Mrs. Merkel was and Mr. Obama for the NSA tapping into her cell phone, for heaven's sakes. And what did we do with that? Kind of brushed it. Oh, don't worry about it. We're not really using that information. So why are you collecting it then? Meanwhile, the unintended comedy of the situation, that is the NSA spying on Huawei, the spokesperson for them issued the following statement. Quote, if it's true, the irony is not exactly what they are doing to us, but it's what they've always charged that the Chinese are doing through us. If such espionage has been truly conducted, then it is known that the company is independent and has no unusual ties to any government, and that knowledge should be relayed publicly to put an end to this era of misinformation. Well, I'm not sure I believe that any more than I believe the spokesperson from the NSA. What say you about that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can send a Twitter or Facebook connection message, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, to tell me what you think of the NSA hacking into the largest equipment manufacturer for technology in China, second largest in the world, and then saying that both of them are basically saying, oh, we're not doing what you suggested we're doing. Really? How is that? Now, to continue on with this a little bit and to sort of put a this international stuff is really dicey. All too often, bills are proposed, laws are passed in our country that are in grave violation of the obligations we have, not only to our citizens here, but to the international community. And that's what's building up a lot of the anger. Snowden started it, and then more revelations suggest that there are plenty of people in the international community, plenty of governments, who are just plain sore. So remember all the antagonism that was aimed at George Bush? That same feeling is coming back around again, focused on Barack Obama, not for the same reasons that people didn't like George Bush, but basically the reason that people don't like Obama is because he represents the United States and these countries don't think they can trust us anymore. What say you about that? I'm using the phraseology of Bill O'Reilly. Sounds pretty cool, huh? Doug Stephan. Next up here, we continue our conversation. Edward Marger, an expert on the NSA, chats with us about some of the things I've been talking about and some new information about the NSA coming up here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime, time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer for the Boston Massive responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8311 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken and Rich and Jennifer and I have Edwin Marger here, who has a lot of experience as a lawyer, admitted to practice law in Florida, Georgia, District of Columbia, state district courts. He's a member of the bar of the U.S. Court of Claims, U.S. Military Court of Appeals. He's been admitted to the bar in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 11th circuits. Interesting, Mr. Marger, you're not in the 9th district. I find that that's one of the more controversial of all of the circuits, is it not?
It is. Too easy. The others are a little tougher.
Okay. All right, so you have taken on the responsibility, or you have a goal in mind to bring the matter of the National Security Agency and what it's doing surveillance-wise to Americans to the Supreme Court. How will you do that?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to take on the NSA. We as Americans are not used to being surveilled by our own government. Of course, since the implementation of the U.S. Patriot Act, things have changed drastically, very drastically, and very frankly, many of the liberties which we've had in the past have been taken from us.
Why don't you challenge that? Why is that not the place to start? The Patriot Act is egregious. Most people who bothered to read it upon its first appearance thought it was egregious, and it was voted upon anyway. And then when it was re-upped, people thought, what are these guys thinking? This is horrible. And yet we still have it, and we're still complaining about it. Why isn't that challenged?
Well, the place for it to be initially challenged, of course, is at the ballot box. When we as citizens elect the kind of Congress that passes such a terrible bill, we're the ones who are basically responsible. So the first thing that we want to do is elect people who are more interested in the citizens than in their own pockets.
So how do you do that, given the fact that the Supreme Court has just allowed or encouraged, in fact, people with lots of money to be pushing for either issues or personalities that they think will best help them?
Well, the question, of course, is who really runs the country. Is it moneyed people who actually run the country? It seems as if that's what the Supreme Court is saying.
Yeah.
When you're allowed to give any amount of money to a political candidate, what happens is that you not only buy those offices, but you sell the candidates that are opposed to your positions. I can't tell the Supreme Court how to run their business, but I can tell you that as a lawyer, I don't particularly care for their rulings.
All right, well, the ruling that most people are talking about today is the ruling from the Supreme Court that basically upholds a vote in Michigan to get rid of affirmative action. It's not about affirmative action, it's just affirming the vote. Do you see any signs of life or light there?
Well, years ago, back in the 60s, I was very involved with the civil rights movement, and I believed that affirmative action was the key. But that was going back almost 50 years. I think that the time for affirmative action has really passed. It's time for
Well, that's
life.
What the voters said, and that this was upholding a vote. It had nothing to do with affirmative action. It just had to do with a vote, whether citizens have the right to vote on things like this. And one would wonder if we were to take your issue of the NSA and put it before the voters, and voters state by state would say, figuring ultimately they would disapprove of the NSA doing what it's doing, then they'd have to stop because that's what the people say they want. Right? Is that too simplistic?
Well, but you can't do that on a state level. You can't file suit in a state court and join the government from doing what they're doing. You'd have to start that out, of course, in the United States federal system.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of monies that are available to the Solicitor General of the United States or the Attorney General of the United States are such that very few people can afford to take right. on the government.
That's it. See, that's the whole problem in a nutshell. We're fighting against ourselves. Thanks for the overview. Good luck with the Supreme Court on the NSA. Edwin Marger here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
It's kind of like if you live in New York, you either like the Jets or the Giants, and right. The Yankees.
Bon Jovi's in New Jersey.
In Jersey, you either like Bon Jovi or the Boss.
I like Bon Jovi. Don't tell Roberta.
I like the Boss, actually. I do like the Boss better than Bon Jovi. But I don't live in New Jersey. So how does this matter? John Bon Jovi doing something very nice, though.
He's a good guy.
Helping the less fortunate in the city of brotherly love, i.e. Philadelphia. Story today at DougStephan.com about his attendance at the grand opening of a low-income housing development that bears his initials. It's the JBJ Soul Home, occupied by low-income tenants and some formerly homeless people in Philadelphia. 55 units. His Soul Foundation, Bon Jovi's Soul Foundation, and the Middleton Partnership provided the lead gift of $16 million in the Francisville neighborhood of Philadelphia to build the project. Also got some public funding as well. Residents now have access to social services, a group dedicated to ending homelessness called Project Home. It's a four-story building, has some retail space, office space, that sort of thing. Bon Jovi apparently is a longtime advocate for affordable housing. He's helped in Philadelphia and in Newark and other cities as well. He once owned the Philadelphia Soul Arena football team. I did not know that.
Yes.
Not a bad actor.
It's a U571 that he was in.
Yeah.
That was a great movie. He was great in that.
I'm in a number of movies, etc.
And but, let's just bring up the obvious. He's not that bad to look at.
No, really. That's your point of view. Yes, that's your point of view. Okay. So let's move ourselves into another audio world for a moment or two. There's a YouTuber named Rob who realized that every segment of the song Happy is exactly 6
One, two, three, four, five, 6 seconds long.
Hmm.
This sounds like something Richie would do. Obviously, this fellow had a lot of time on his hands, but what he's created is really fascinating. So you can check this out as a video of the day at DougStephan.com. Our video of the day today, videos of the Blue Angels. The video gives you a different look from the cockpit of one of the planes. Very cool stuff. But this video from yesterday has audio attached to it. This is many smartphones, different Vine videos looped together to mimic the song Happy. Again, 6 seconds long.
Vine videos are 6 seconds long.
Right,
so that's going to say
Right. The make limit for videos on Vine is 6 seconds. So let's see what we get audio-wise here. But I know it's cooler to watch it.
So he's playing every single 6 second part of this off of a different iPhone that people have posted.
Can he sing it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing.
Come on, Ken. How are you doing that?
Doesn't that seriously sound like Kenny would sing?
Ken, I'd reach to the microphone and straddle it and strangle him right now if I were you.
I don't know. Let's hear you sing, Ken. Let's go.
Hey, it's 27 past the time.
That's amazing.
It is
That is amazing.
Yeah. Very clever.
That you can take all the pieces of that musical puzzle and put them together like that using an iPhone.
Yeah. Very clever. People are clever, clever, clever.
And have too much time on there.
Yeah.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you dreaming of getting rid of the bags under your eyes? You want them to disappear? Then call 800-543-9262 and stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and order GenuCell. 800-543-9262. It's an all-natural treatment. GenuCell was created by plant stem cell technology to rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, even if you had them for a long time. Lois, a listener in New York, says, quote, I love it and use it every day. I would say the change to me is remarkable. So call now, 800-543-9262, and get the same results as Lois. And by the way, mention Doug Stephan, you'll get two free luxury gifts. You be the judge. The Deep Firming Serum, you'll get that, and also a jar of the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Cream. 800-543-9262. Two free gifts while the supplies last. 800-543-9262.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The next Evan Good Day program, another half hour of information to focus in this hour of the program, trying to focus on two or three, sometimes four major items, major stories, things that you want to know more about, things that I want to share with you. I want to help you get through the information. Not that I'm any smarter than the next guy, but I think I have access to an incredible number of sources, and I sort of synthesize and put all of this stuff together, hopefully to benefit you conversationally. And thus our focus now on the flight of Malaysian Airliner 370. The pictures that you have seen this week, maybe this week and last week, a lot of pictures of the U.S. Navy's Bluefin, the underwater vehicle that has been, even though the Indian Ocean has been very rough this week, another, what do they call it, cyclone or typhoon or whatever the heck it is, winds 170 miles an hour, no plane's going to be able to go into that, no boat's going to survive 45-foot swells in the ocean, so they all hightail it out of there. But they did use the underwater vehicle to try to find out a little bit more about where the plane may be or may not be. That, in addition to the debris, excuse me, that was picked up on the beach. Remember that story was yesterday, the day before, I think. The debris picked up on the beach in Western Australia is not from the Malaysian airliner. It is not. What a shocker, huh? Who but your Uncle Doug has told you. Is there anybody else that's saying that this plane is not at the bottom of the ocean? The plane is not in the bottom of the ocean. It isn't. Anyway, this is 7 weeks into this now. 7 weeks. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau assessing the material that washed up on the shore 6 miles east of the town of Augusta near the southwestern tip of Australia. Anything that floats into any one of these areas. Wow, let's go see if it's from the plane. Do you know how really impossible on the surface the whole idea of a piece that size, 3x5, washing across 1,400, 1,500, 1,600 miles of ocean to land up on a beach in Australia? Do you know how crazy that notion is? What the chances are? You could win the lottery easier than you could come up with any analogy, any formula, any way of concluding that that piece of whatever it was came from that plane. There's so much, the things we are finding out is there's so much garbage, so much junk, so much metal, so much wood, so many tires, whatever. The ocean is loaded. You know how when you eat your salmon tonight or your swordfish or your whitefish or your crab meat or your lobster or your oysters or whatever it is that you eat from the ocean, think about the garbage that we have found in all the oceans that we've been searching. We collectively, the society of man, looking for this airliner. So in the meantime, we're not going to find the airliner. We're going to find how filthy we have made one of the most important assets to keep the planet alive that there is. How much garbage, how much junk, how awful the condition of the sea. You know, again, put yourself in this position where you're 1,500 miles plus away from any land. And some points of the ocean, the Indian Ocean, are 2,000 miles from the nearest land. You realize how much water we're talking about? And they keep coming up with all of this trash that's in the water. What does that make you think about what you're eating? Never mind, I'm not talking about the plane going down or not going down right now. I'm just thinking out loud about, I'm a big fish eater. I don't eat meat, don't eat poultry, but I do have a piece of fish from time to time. But it's fewer and fewer moments when I feel that I want a good piece of haddock or fillet of sole or something, because I'm thinking about what these guys are finding in the hunt for the plane. Anyway, let's go back to the plane. This is not considered to be from Malaysia Flight 370, said the commissioner in Australia, Martin Dolan, interviewing the man. This is one of the people that's a news guy in Australian broadcasting, asked a lot of questions about the photos of the debris, and they all said they were satisfied. This is a dead end. It's not a lead. It has nothing to do with a plane. Quote, we're not seeing anything in this that would lead us to believe this is from any kind of Boeing aircraft. All right? So, and then, as usual, the news guys go on. Even there, they're ridiculous. Well, so where did it come from? Well, what difference does it make? If it didn't come from the plane, in this circumstance, could it come from, anyway, and they wanted to know, it was it metal? Yeah, it was. And so could it have been from another plane? No. Is it from some ship? Yeah, they may find some ship that got sunk. You've heard the stories. I've even told them a couple of times here on this program about how every week a couple of freighters sink anywhere around the world. There are 26,000 vessels, cargo vessels, that are on the oceans of this planet at any given time. So they get caught in the storms like we're talking about down in the southern Indian Ocean, the typhoons, the cyclones, the hurricanes. They get caught in the polar problems that you have in the North Pole, the South Pole. And so with these storms and these ships, some of them are pretty old, and they just can't handle it, especially if they're single-hull machines, crack in half, sink, bing, bang, boom, and there are two of those a week. So how much garbage and debris is coming from ships like that? Are there that many of them that over the course of a year, that's 100 ships that go down? That's a lot of stuff going to Davy Jones' locker. Okay, so anyway, seabed scans continue. There is not any suggestion by, well, the Malaysian government's always trying to cover all of this stuff anyway, but they have said, we will plow ahead. We will keep searching for the plane. A U.S. Navy drone that's been scouring the seabed is going to end its first full mission within a couple of days. The Malaysian transport minister said the search authorities need to regroup and re-strategize if nothing is found. You're not going to find anything. How many people have seen the pictures of the plane supposedly on the ground at Diego Garcia? You seen those pictures? That's a U.S. Base. there are a lot of those pictures, and they're not photoshopped. You might want to check those. You want to do a little Googling on that. Meanwhile, the story continues with a lady who was the girlfriend of passenger Philip Wood. He was on Flight 370. Her name is Sarah Bajak, and she's going to join us in a matter of moments. She's conducting an email overview of the situation, keeps in touch with some of the news media, and we have a good opportunity to get some good information from her. So that's coming right up here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9 Prostate Testosterone. 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Travel rewards usually take forever to earn and even longer to redeem. Introducing Orbitz Rewards, the instant approach. Earn and redeem rewards instantly. Book a flight. Use the rewards instantly for your hotel. Book your hotel. Use the rewards to stay longer. Book a package. You get the picture. Earn even more when you book on the Orbitz app. 5% on hotels and 2% on flights. Join today at Orbitz.com/rewards and get instant vacation gratification.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I now are eager to meet Sarah Bajak, who is the girlfriend of American passenger Philip Wood, who was on Flight 370. She has been communicating on behalf of the families. Sarah, happy to have you here. Sorry about the circumstances, and mostly sorry because you don't really know. There's no conclusion. There's no end. There's no final understanding
of what
happened.
Has to be very hard because of that.
Yeah. So this group of United Families represent most of the families of the passengers. Is that who this group is?
Yes, it is. And thank you very much for having me on your show. We're up to more than 200 total family members. It is not 200 of the passengers yet. We've had a very difficult time tracking people down. because such a large number of them are in China or are scattered in other countries where we don't have access to them. Mm-hmm. And Malaysian Airlines has not been supportive of helping us in that. We've actually asked them to share contact information for three of us. Three primary contacts, myself, one Malaysian person, and one Chinese person, asking families to please get in contact with us, and they have declined to help us.
Yeah. Does that surprise you, though, understanding what from the beginning, the government and the airline, your understanding, this is a great lesson in international, not necessarily politics, but understanding what the rest of the world is like, because the rest of the world isn't like the West, is it? You're finding that out. Maybe you knew it before, but now you had it confirmed.
Yeah, well, I've lived in Beijing for 7 years and had done business here for a number of years before that. And I've lived in France and I've lived in Sweden. And I mean, I'm pretty much a professional expatriate the last for a good portion of my adult life. Mm-hmm. But this even surprised me. In general, Malaysia is a really lovely country. I mean, Philip and I had decided to move there for a very real reason. The Malaysian people are warm and friendly and balanced and very committed to family. And it's an incredibly diverse and integrated culture. The food's pretty awesome, too. But the government is really exhibiting its backside. And Malaysian Airlines, of course, is owned by the government, so they just follow suit.
What, among all of the criticisms that you've had and all of the things that you haven't gotten, what surprises you? I'm looking at this letter that criticizes the government for failing to get an independent review of data and failing to notify you and other family members of new information before they release it to the public. These items which assail the government and the airline, one and the same, what's the most egregious thing that you think? If I asked you to pick out one thing, you mentioned a couple of things already, but what one thing really sticks in your craw?
It is a lack of factual data. I mean, this is a criminal investigation, and in any country in the developed world, an investigator would be expected to deliver facts, not conclusions or assessment, facts. And those are usually led to the public, unless if there's something highly confidential about the path of the investigation. And in every other aircraft crash that I've researched, which is several dozen of them at this point, there are always facts that are disclosed to the public in a stream over, you know, days and weeks and maybe years, and then slowly the investigation puts those facts into a set of conclusions. There haven't been any facts released. We haven't gotten any facts out of air traffic control. None of the civilian or military data, radar data, none of the ping data. We don't even know the serial number of the black box. Now, this should be public record.
What do you think happened? Really, when in your heart, in Sarah Bajak's heart of hearts, what do you think, not what you want, not what you hope for, what do you think actually happened?
If I had to bet, which I'm not a betting person, I believe that the plane has been taken for some other purpose. And I think it is not in the control of the organized countries, and they don't quite know where it is or don't quite know how to get it back, and they're all horribly embarrassed by it. So therefore, they're executing these search activities as kind of a cover-up for their own inadequacy.
Why would the American guy, you've said exactly what I've been saying on the air since this happened. I don't believe for a second that plane's at the bottom of the ocean. It's on the ground somewhere, and the only wonder is what's happened to the passengers. But under the circumstances, because they are inept, that's what happens in countries like this, where they so thoroughly control everything. Malaysia may be a beautiful country, but they control what people think. They want control of pretty much everything. And so what surprises me, we only have a few seconds left, is that the Americans and the Chinese and everybody else would fall for this charade.
Well, they don't necessarily have much of a choice according to international law, or they're involved. I mean, we just don't know.
Yeah, they may be. We could be part of, wouldn't be the first time America has been part of a cover-up, whether it be on our own soil or elsewhere. So perhaps if you would allow, we would call you from time to time when there is some information that you'd like to contact, that you'd like to comment on, and we would have you back, because I think this story continues, and the outrage is clear and ought to be clear. So, Sarah, best of luck at the moment, and hopefully we'll chat again. Sarah Bajak, who is the girlfriend of passenger Philip Wood from Flight 370.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend all around the country, is here right now. We're going to talk about cats, dogs, bugs, all kinds of good things. I think we ought to try to figure out how to make bugs a pet species. How about the bugs, those little
state
bugs?
Those things are everywhere.
I know they are. All right, so we'll have that. The first cat cafe will have a little celebration. The cat cafe in New York opening up tomorrow. Story from Warren and Doug and the rest of the members. What in the world is that? Well, I've never heard that before. The elephants sound like they're blowing either their nose or big horn.
They are. They're playing. They're the trombone section.
Really? Very cool. Yeah. All right, Warren's up to the front and center right after this on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, you probably have a dozen devices in your house that can stream music from your phone already, but you probably don't have something quite like the Gramophone, which recently launched on Kickstarter. Gramophone, created by social Wi-Fi company Fon, connects to the internet in your house and acts like a social jukebox. Your friends can log into the device with their Facebook account to queue up songs on a Spotify playlist. They send songs they want to hear to Gramophone, which queues up the music without using Bluetooth or AirPlay or taxing your battery in any way. But Gramophone is more than just a jukebox. It also lets your Facebook friends connect to your home Wi-Fi network. That means you no longer need to memorize a 25-character password for your router. Connecting to Gramophone is all anyone needs to get online at your house. If this sounds like a device you've just got to have, you can get one on the Gramophon Kickstarter page for about $60 right now. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Story at DougSteffen.com for Warren today announces the first cat cafe opening in New York tomorrow with the help of Purina. And
I
the
can't wait.
North Shore Animal League. Yes. Visitors at the Purina Cat Cafe can stop in for quote-unquote conversation and cat health education, as well as to hang out with cats that are up for adoption. They're going to have coffee from Starbucks, that kind of stuff.
Catnip.
Yeah, maybe a little catnip. So what do you make of... We don't spend a lot of time talking about cats because I'm not really that focused on cats, but...
Yeah, it's because they're so much better than dogs, you're just jealous.
Really?
Whatever.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Let me gloat for a minute. See if your cat ever did this. Warren, the other day my wife notices one of our pug puppies, 9 months old now, is pushing open the pantry door. So she's like, what is she doing, trying to get to the food? She pulls out a piece of newspaper from the trash can, pulls it onto the floor, and goes pee on it.
Really?
Because she knows that if she can't make it outside, that she's supposed to go pee-pee on the papers. So she pulled out her own newspapers and went to the bathroom on them.
First of all, the word pee-pee's bothering me a little bit.
Me too. You tell us.
What do you want me to say?
I had someone call me and said their dog Rainy Rains.
Rainy Wains. Let's see your cat do that, Jennifer.
My cat doesn't need to because it's too smart. It just goes into its box.
Right, but it's like
a little sandbox. Let me just resolve this quickly, and then we'll get to the other thing. Cats are so smart, they convinced you, Rich, that they can't be trained, so you leave them alone. That's the bottom line.
Whatever.
So here's this cat cafe opening up, okay? I'll bring you right back.
Okay.
It's a good idea from the perspective that it's going to introduce people to ideas about cat behavior and the cats for adoption, but this is a pop-up store, which means it'll be there for 2 or 3 days. It's great PR for Purina. It's great PR for North Shore, and hopefully dogs will get adopted, but after that it's closing. But I didn't stop my research there. There are actually 2 more cat cafes, permanent cat cafes, opening up within the next few months. One in San Francisco and I believe one in Portland that will be permanent. They already exist in places like France. I think it's a great idea. Can you imagine sitting at a Starbucks, hanging out, having a cup of coffee, working on a computer, and having cats around you? Just the calming effect, I think, is great.
Alright, that's the hair in your coffee.
Dateline, New Jersey, a lot of people in this, I think we basically find that the dogs are members of our family, right? We love our dog.
Absolutely.
All right, so in a South Jersey town last week, a dog gets summoned for jury duty. The dog's name is Griner. Her name was on the list of people that were in the family. Her owner, Barrett Griner, received the summons. Nobody in my house is named Griner except for the German Shepherd. They call it by the last name. So Griner got...
finally, an honest juror. Finally.
All right. So what else are you talking about this week on your pet show program?
There's a new study that says that women in the U.S. are not having as many babies. They're going for dogs, and that's they feel like that's just...
Dogs instead of babies.
Dogs instead of babies. Brand new study by the Center for Disease Control.
Pretty interesting, huh? All right, Warren is always interesting. Check out petshow.com. Doug Steffen and Good Day, 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.